Crack-a-lacka.
There's no arguing with the judge.
We are editing this entire segment out of the podcast.
I apologize. I will flagellate myself later.
I hope you come up with something good.
All right, this is going to go great.
How now, brown cow?
Red leather, yellow leather.
What's the haps?
What are the haps?
You're listening to A Little Nonsense, where the conversation is competitive and the ads aren't real. I am your host and moderator, Joe Moracle. With me, as always, are my boon companions, Sean Keller.
Hi there, Joe.
And Mike Pareto.
What's up, Joseph?
At the top of the episode, we're going to Mike.
All right, guys. I have a little segment called Ask Reddit. And these are questions. I've got three questions, and they are derived from the subreddit, Ask Reddit.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
You guys sound so excited about this.
You did a lot of research on this, Mike, just going on Reddit, and you're going to read what's on there?
One of these is actually... okay, so I have...
Thanks for doing so much preparation for the podcast.
To be fair, I spend a lot of my time writing commercials, but for this one,
Mike,
one of the three questions...
our sponsors write the commercials. We just read them.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yes, I'm sorry. Right.
So what's your
Sometimes our
now?
Sponsors will reach out to me and I will write the commercials for them. It's a thing that happens
That's
sometimes.
Convenient.
Well, yeah.
So for this segment, though, I have three questions. I took two of them from Ask Reddit. One of them I made up. So.
Aw, that was nice of you.
I could have made the whole segment the one thing that I made up, okay?
Yeah, and then I wouldn't be giving you so much shit.
I will kill you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'd be good to see you.
Okay, so who is this segment brought to us by?
We get it. Life is hard. And sometimes it isn't pretty. But you can make it look like your life is going great with Erickson's Family Rental. At Erickson's Family Rental, you can rent the people your family, friends, and coworkers believe you should have in your life. At your request, Erickson's will fill a banquet hall with paid actors, one of whom will match the details you've told your family about your fictional significant other. Your friends and family will finally stop questioning you about your fictional long-distance girlfriend or boyfriend in Canada when they see an entire album of pictures of the two of you at a wedding pop up in your Facebook or Instagram feeds. Have you been invited to a party by someone you don't like? Kill the vibe by bringing your children. Don't have any? No problem. At your request, Erickson's will supply you with an infant child between 8 and 14 months old who looks just enough like you that passes your own. At Erickson's Family Rental, you can get whomever you need to convince anyone in your life that you're doing A-okay. Erickson's Family Rental, we rent humans.
Where are the babies coming from?
That sounds like renting a baby sounds expensive.
I know there's a lot of paperwork involved, a lot of insurance paperwork.
I can imagine.
Back to you, Mike.
Thank you, Joe. So I have a few questions, two of them derived directly from Ask Reddit, and one of them I invented. I'm not going to ask you to guess which one, but you're welcome to. if you like,
it's like two segments in one.
I'll also be the first. I'll answer the questions first because I've had time to think about these. You guys have not, so I think it's fair. The first question is, what is something you are very proud of, but you can't put it on your resume? So, given some time to think about this, I think I would put, I was a raid leader in World of Warcraft. For 3 years. I have 3 years of experience getting 20 to 40 people to do something together.
You should be able to put that on a resume.
That's exactly right. I think you should. And these people, these are not like, they're not all like, you didn't hire these people. You know what I mean? I mean, they're
following you willingly.
They're there, but you didn't vet them. You know, not really. So you gotta, it's like herding cats sometimes. And you got to know what you're doing. You got to know what everybody's role is. You got to. It's kind of like it's kind of like being a manager, or like a project manager. And it's a lot of fucking work, and it doesn't get nearly enough credit.
Sounds like a really fun game.
It's also fun. I should add. It's also very, very. Oh my god!
What happened? That sounded like
dear god! What am I doing with my life?
It sounded like a masked killer just showed himself in the window mid speech.
My life is finally coming into focus. All right, gentlemen. So, what is something you're very proud of, but you can't put it on your resume?
My answer is one word because I'm not going to go any further into it. Crime.
Okay, I think
we probably, for legal purposes, should not go any further.
That's
into
exactly
it.
What I'm saying.
I thought for sure the one word was going to be anal.
No, I would go into great depths, you know, literally and figuratively.
The funniest part of this is that neither Sean nor I was like, what? crime?
What?
What did you do? Yeah. No, that makes sense. We get it. Yeah, we know. Oh,
that's so funny.
Sean.
I was able to successfully mount a one-man show that recreates every single Skywalker saga Star Wars film. And like, it's like a really good show that like people like, and it was a successful thing that started from nothing. Well, I mean, it started from, you know, very successful film franchise, but you know, the comedic,
it would have been more impressive if your show came first and then they started making the movies.
Right. But no, I mean, it was an undertaking, to say the least. And
indeed. Yeah. I mean, I remember. You're still doing that show, correct?
I am, yeah. I just remember when I like decided to do it, I was like, well, I mean, I'll never actually be able to do it, but I'm going to try to do it. You know, and so like when it actually happened, I was like, holy shit, I pulled it off. But I can't put that on a resume.
Why do you feel like you can't put that on a resume, out of curiosity?
I can't put it on a like business resume. Like,
but it is professional experience. You're getting paid to do that.
Yes, but if I were on an entertainment resume, I could. But if I were,
I understand.
Just
a, so you have know. You have two separate resumes, basically.
Yeah, and that's I felt like it was more interesting if I answered that way.
I don't know. Sure.
All right, guys, I've got another question here. What is the meanest thing you recall saying to a stranger? So, for those who do not know, I worked at Best Buy for, God, it was almost...
1,000 years.
It was almost 9 years. I started at a young age. I was 16 when I started there. And I don't really have the personality to just talk to people all day. And that was my whole job. So every example that I would come up with, I think, in thinking about this was related to my time at Best Buy. But one of the ones that sticks out, like I still think about it sometimes and feel kind of bad about it. There was a woman looking at surge protectors. This was like 2000. And she was looking at surge protectors and she wanted to know which one she should get. And I explained some of the features and I said, this one's really good. This one has a, you know, protection rating up to some number of joules. And her question was, what's a jewel? And I said, did you ever take a high school chemistry class?
Oh, Jesus.
Did you ever take a high school chemistry class? You fucking idiot. I didn't actually say that last part, but I was thinking it. I mean, I was in high school at the time, I think. I think I was like 17.
You just learned joules the day prior.
Probably. Like, why the fuck would she care or know about that? But I asked her. I'm like, Jesus Christ, you're an idiot. I mean, that was the vibe. And needless to say, I almost got fired for saying that. Because
oh my God.
She definitely, she went directly to a manager and she was like, So this kid was like, "You're an idiot." And I still feel kind of bad about it, you know? Like,
You were a horrible monster.
It was terrible. That's one example. There were actually others at Best Buy where, like, I would just get burnt out, and I would just, people would try to interact with me, and I'd be like, "You're a goddamn idiot," and I'd say something horrible, and, oh, thank God that's behind me. So, what is this? What is the meanest thing you recall saying to a stranger, gentlemen?
I had to think about this for a minute, because I'm much meaner to people I like and know.
Yeah, I can see that being totally true, yeah.
Yeah, but I do remember some years ago, I was at the Mall of America with some of our mutual friends and acquaintances, and this guy came up to us saying that, earlier in the day he was giving out $100 bills to anyone that could name the Ten Commandments. He had run out of $100 bills, though, so he was only giving out $1 bills, and I don't remember the exact transaction, but I remember naming them all, and then telling him that I'll see him in hell and walking away.
That should be like in a movie or something. That's amazing. So that's simultaneously probably one of the meanest things you recall saying to a stranger and also one of your proudest moments.
No, I mean, the crime list is pretty long. But that's the meanest thing I can recall saying to a stranger. "I'll see you in hell."
Thanks, Han Solo. Does hell exist in Star Wars? Sorry, just a rhetorical question. Sean.
Apparently it does.
It surely does if Han Solo is referencing it.
What is the meanest thing you recall saying to a stranger? Now, you work a customer facing job now.
I do. Yeah.
So you gotta have you gotta have some fucking stories, right?
No. So yes and no. I've never really gotten in trouble as a professional. Like I've never said anything at work that has gotten me into trouble or that I feel is mean. I'm very good at my job that way, but I have definitely said things to strangers out and about. You know, I'll be sitting at a bar or waiting in line somewhere, and someone will attempt to strike up a conversation, and I'll just pull an old Larry David and just be like, I'm sorry, I have no interest in doing this right now. I'm sorry. Just being blunt with, like, I'm sorry, I can't be here right now. And just walking away. Because I'm like, well, it's a stranger. It's not like I'm hurting my friend's feelings. You know, it's like,
yeah, I have trouble with doing that. Like, I want to do that.
Never going to see that person again in my life.
I find myself wanting to do that, but then I just kind of end up awkwardly, like, waiting.
Well, you can do it.
You can. It's 100% possible. It's in your power.
Yeah.
And really, there's hardly ever any repercussions because people don't believe that it's possible to do that, so they're just shocked.
People just want to be courteous, you know.
Yeah, it's worth noting that most of our friends in Minnesota, when I walked away, they stayed there with the guy because they were in your shoes, Mike. They couldn't just walk off.
Yeah, it's tough.
That all the time if I'm in a group of people and there's a moment where there's a lull or I'm just not feeling it. I'll just walk away. Like, I don't say anything. I don't make up an excuse. I'm just like, all right, well, I'm done here. And just leave. Like,
it's about the confidence. Like, you don't want to, you can't beat around the bush. You can't be awkward about it. You just got to be like, yep, this is happening. Bye.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I have one more question.
Do it.
What is a simple rule that people just can't seem to follow?
Be on time. Be on time. Holy shit. Be on time.
Okay, yeah, no, that's something I actually totally agree with.
I'm sorry, I just today, I had a 2:00 appointment scheduled, and I called this morning. Hey, just calling to confirm your 2 p.m. appointment. Yep, I'll be there at 2 p.m. All right, great, I'll see you at 2. Well, I go to lunch, and my phone starts ringing, and I'm not answering because I'm on fucking lunch. And it's 1:30, it's 1:35. And I get back
so
to the
way before two.
Way before two, I get back to the office, and I'm still on lunch, but I'm like, you know what? I'll call this person back, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? And she's like, well, we were there at the office, but it was locked. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, that's because your appointment was at 2 o'clock. And you were a half a fucking hour early, dumb bitch.
Do you put that?
I didn't say that last part.
Do you put that little clock in your window that says I'll return at whatever time?
Like, no, I don't.
Every leasing office I've ever seen has one of those.
Yeah, I don't have one of those because you know what? When I schedule your appointment for 2 o'clock, I'll see you at 2 o'clock and not a moment before. So I hate it. It happens all the time though because people just think that the world revolves around them. And so they think, well, if I'm 4 hours early, they'll just be able to manage it. Or if I'm 4 hours late, they'll take care of me. It's like, no, you're not fucking special, you idiot. I'm going to take care of you when I can now.
Most of the stuff that I would put on this list fall into that category as well.
It's just people being inconsiderate and just thinking that the rules don't apply to them. I hate that shit. Fall in line like everybody else, you fucking asshole.
But the first thing
Sean's rule is gonna fall under mine, which is just like a real big blanket, which is the golden rule. Treat others the way you yourself would like to be treated.
I thought it was urinate on people.
The golden rule.
That's the golden law.
Oh, sorry.
The golden shower rule.
I'm always getting those two confused, which is why I'm not allowed at my daughter's school anymore.
It is pretty remarkable how difficult it is for people to follow the golden rule.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's really the only rule you need.
Yeah, if you don't want to be murdered, don't murder someone. You don't need a whole other law for that.
Now, there are going to be a handful of people who want to be murdered. I mean, there's...
And they'll get their wish, and then they're not going to trouble you.
Unless you get murdered by them first. Because they also like to murder people. It could be there's a small group of
those. Which do they want more, to be murdered or to murder?
Look, this is a small percentage of people we're talking about.
It's a very tiny, teeny tiny percentage of people.
Most of whom will be murdered.
But my rule...
This goes back into Joe's crime answer, I think.
I plead the fifth.
My rule, driving related, as so many of my pet peeves are, so when if I get to a stop sign, and you get to the stop sign before I get to the stop sign, then you fucking just go. And if we get to the stop sign at about the same time, and you're to the right of me, then go. Just fucking go. Like, the rule is not complicated, people.
Right. Instead, it's a standoff.
I actually get mad. Okay, so if I pull up to a stop sign after someone, and then they wave me to go, I'm like, fuck you, man, just fucking go. Like, I'm not even happy that you're letting me go. I'm pissed at you for being an idiot.
Yeah.
So I'm not passionate about that.
So you hate stupid drivers?
Yeah, but I mean, everybody does stupid shit when they're driving. But specific rules that falls into the category of things that I just. Drives me fucking nuts because we waste so much time at stop signs. Just go.
It drives me nuts when people don't use their signal because it's not a high effort thing.
Oh yeah, or they turn their signal on when they stop.
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck you.
It's very helpful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's annoying as fuck. So I've been doing a little test lately where I just get to a stop sign and just go. I'm like, I stop at the stop sign, and I just go, and nobody else ever cares, because they're like, oh, is it my turn? Is it his turn?
Yeah, everyone always hesitates, yeah.
Everybody's a fucking idiot about it.
Are you getting out of your car after the fact to interview them and see how they felt about it?
No, I think they would be worried if I did that.
You're gonna run into that one other guy who's just like you, and then, bam.
There have been plenty of times, people, you know, they'll do the short stop, they're like, no, I'm stopping, I want to show you that I'm stopping. And I'm like, nope, and I just go. Nope, I stopped first, fuck you, and I go. Because nobody follows the rules, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, I deserved a point for that, and I did.
You get a point because you just wrote your topic by copying and pasting Reddit.
One of them was not from Reddit.
I want to guess which one now. I'm going to say the first one.
The one about anal.
Yeah.
The one about anal.
Joe's anal.
Are we retconning this?
The thing you're proud of, you can't put on a resume.
No, that was actually from our Ask Reddit.
Ah.
Oh, we got it wrong.
Joe?
Well, moving on, because there was a okay.
We'll never know.
We've only spent a half an hour on this segment, so.
All right, gentlemen, I have a series of increasingly disturbing would-you-rathers.
I love it.
I hate it.
Sean, what is this series of increasingly disturbing would-you-rathers brought to us by?
You're a man. You work hard, and you play hard. You fix things with your hands. When you make promises, you keep them. And when you want a beer, you grab Dick's. Dick's has the cool, crisp taste you crave after a hard day's work. It doesn't need you to talk about your day. It just presses up against your lips and lets the good times roll. Careful not to shake it too hard, though, or it'll explode all over your face. So the next time sweat starts running down your brow, reach for what you crave the most. Reach for Dick's.
All right, gentlemen, we're going to start very, very tamely, and then it's just going to increase in fucked upness. So, question number one, would you rather speak every language fluently or be able to play every musical instrument perfectly?
Language.
Yeah, I'm going to go with language, too.
I would also take language, so that's a clean sweep.
I feel like as well with either job, if you turn it into a vocation, which you easily could, I feel like either one could take you around the world traveling. But sure. I feel like language is going to be more lucrative, just because that's typically the arts are not that lucrative, and you could get a crazy like spy job, you could get just a simple translator job. I feel like you could go anywhere in the world and they'll just pay you to live there and translate for them.
There's zero question that it'd be more lucrative. But also, it would just be better in every other way. I mean, you get to interact with every person in the world. Anyone. I mean, it's...
I actually disagree that it would be more lucrative, because I said play every instrument perfectly.
Yeah, well, I mean, you could be like, what, Kenny G? Or like Carlos Santana? Like, what's the cap of an instrumentalist?
I don't think there's any... You can't play any instrument perfectly, because they're technically perfect, like Data, for example. But you can't perfectly put emotion into something.
You can in this question.
But you can't, because it's subjective. So you're gonna have.
But can you name like a famous instrumentalist that like makes a bunch of money other than like Kenny G?
Not anymore.
Like Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder sings and he's a songwriter. Like people who are really good at a certain instrument typically have...
I bet, you know, Yo-Yo Ma has a couple coins to rub together.
You're right. Yo-Yo Ma's actually a great one. But there's like two people in the world.
Yeah, but I'm sorry, but if you speak every language in the world, if your goal is to make a whole bunch of money, then you're going to be able to do that. I mean, you're the only translator anybody needs.
Right.
That's true.
You're C-3PO.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was fucking rich.
Well, he was gold.
He was made of gold.
All right, gentlemen, question number two.
Except for his red arm, which is never again mentioned. Sorry.
I'm sure you had difficulty recognizing me because of my red arm.
Would you rather have All Star by Smash Mouth play every time you orgasm? Or would you rather orgasm every time you hear All Star by Smash Mouth?
I'm definitely going to have the music play every time I orgasm. That sounds hilarious.
Well, a follow-up question. Can you orgasm other ways in the second scenario?
Since there, it's not using any exclusive wording, so I'm going to say yes.
Okay, imagine that
someone's ringtone and you're just like at the presidential inauguration and someone's phone rings.
I don't care. That seems like a really easy way. to get off. I'd rather go with the second one.
You're on efficiency. Is what you're choosing.
Yeah, if I could still get off other ways.
I'm choosing comedy. I think it's like it's way too funny, and it'll never get old. It might hit a lull where it seems like it's getting old, but then it happens another 400 or 500 times, and it's funny again.
Yeah, but with the second one, you can orgasm as many times as you want, forever.
I can still do that. I can still do that in my choice.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can. I orgasm, the song plays.
You can't force yourself to orgasm constantly.
Do you know me?
If magic is making you orgasm when you hear a song, you know, it's different.
Joe, what about you?
You know, I'm torn between the two because, you know, I think it would be amusing to annoy my neighbors with All Star by Smash Mouth.
Yeah, how loud does it play? I should ask that.
Really fucking loud.
I mean, loud enough. I believe everyone would hear it.
All right, it doesn't change my answer. I just wanted to paint the picture.
Yeah.
What if both? Then it's just a causality loop.
That would be really fucking funny because then Sean jerking off would make you come, Mike.
See, I think I chose correctly.
Well, I don't want that. Really makes things easier for me because I don't want Sean jerking off to make me come. So I'm gonna say I will take All Star by Smash Mouth playing every time I orgasm. Question number 3: would you rather shit out a watermelon or piss out a golf ball?
Oh no!
Either way, just once. But either way, it's bad news for the orifice. It's coming out.
Oh God. Okay.
I can handle a golf ball. I've got the appropriate girth.
This is a tough one.
Yeah. I mean, I'll make it easier by saying either way, you're gonna live.
It's gonna really destroy your dick or your asshole, though. I mean, there's no... Yeah.
Either way, your dick or asshole is going to be completely exploded.
It's going to need surgery.
I think I'm gonna have to say I'd rather piss out a golf ball.
Sure.
That's where I'm at,
it's,
too.
It's
yeah.
because I think surgery could probably fix that. It would be excruciating. I mean, it'd be the most pain anyone has ever experienced.
But I think it'd be less pain than a watermelon out your asshole. If you look at the size of those two compared to the orifice.
That's going
to
break your fucking hips. That's going to snap that shit in half.
That's going to do skeletal damage.
Yeah, for sure. That's going to break bone.
As opposed to just turning your penis into a banana peel. You know, like...
Oh, no.
That's terrible, but I think they could...
Somebody once told me the world...
Or your dick will look like when Elmer Fudd fires a shotgun and Bugs Bunny has his finger in it.
Exactly.
Yes.
But I think they could stitch it back together. There's a way, maybe, that you could still have a functioning penis, but you're not crippled for the rest of your life.
Your dick doesn't look like the Demogorgon from Stranger Things.
You don't have to wear a diaper for the rest of time because shit is falling out of your ass.
Yeah. You guys make some good points. I really didn't want my dick to explode, but I also don't want to break my pelvis.
Again.
So I guess that's a clean sweep on golf ball. Question number 4. As a man, would you rather have a fully functioning penis on your forehead or no penis at all?
I'm sorry, it reminds me of an inside joke that Sean and I have.
Oh, no. I don't remember.
We don't have to go into it.
But I think I would remember this.
It's pretty inside if even Sean doesn't know.
When Qui-Gon is dying, remember?
Oh, yes. I want you to promise me you'll train the boy. Yes, master, whatever you want. Also, I want you to rip off your penis and glue it to his forehead. Wait, what? You said anything?
Yeah. That's the one.
I remember.
All right, guys, forehead penis or no penis?
Can I still orgasm with no penis?
Yeah, and it'll play All Star by Smash Mouth.
And there just won't be any cum.
How are you orgasming with no penis?
It says, fully functioning. It says fully functioning.
Yeah, no, but Joe, you're talking about the fully functioning penis on the forehead.
Yeah, I'm talking about with no penis, I said. Can I still orgasm with no penis?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Well, then you just...
Can you orgasm without your penis now?
You just wear a fucking turban or something, right? And you fuck people with your head. I mean, it's not that complicated.
Sorry, a loose toupee and fuck someone with your head. All right, Mike sold me on it.
Somebody once told me, though.
Yeah. No, you got to go forehead penis. You can't go no penis.
Obvious.
You can adjust a forehead penis. All right, gentlemen, now things are going to start getting real weird.
Oh, my God.
Wait, they have it already?
No. Would you rather have sex with your cousin and no one ever finds out, or not have sex with your cousin, but everyone thinks you did?
Sex with my cousin.
I would. That's tough for me because I have no female cousins.
The question stands.
Oh man, that's tough. Oh, man, I would rather people just think that I did because I didn't, and that's better. You know, at least I know.
That's probably the right answer. But I mean, everyone thinks you did, includes your wife.
Your wife, your mom, your sisters.
So your wife is convinced that you did, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
That might hurt your marriage.
Yeah. No, that's true. I actually didn't think about that for some reason.
Yeah, I'm just going to fuck my cousin. It seems like the easy way out of all this.
Yeah, I guess
I'm gonna take that dick on my forehead and fuck my cousin with it.
Somebody,
you changed my mind. I think I probably would just have gay sex with my cousins, all of them.
Well, you don't have to do that, Mike.
I mean,
you
overachiever. Oh,
was that not the
them,
question? I'm sorry.
Overachiever.
Yeah.
I agree with you. You just got to bang your cousin on that one.
Yep.
All right. Question number 6. Would you rather have your wife's body or head switched with Garfield the cat?
Forever?
Yep.
Garfield the cat. Huh?
Can Garfield come?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Garfield, I mean...
The body or head?
What...
So head includes brain? Like, will it just be my wife's body?
Just an appearance.
Okay, so still...
It would still be your wife. She would just look like Garfield the cat.
So, this question is not fair. And I'll tell you why. Because you're not fucking married, Joe.
Well, no, I prepared that one specifically because both of you are.
That's not fair because you can't.
I never said this was fair.
You can't answer it. This is not a game.
I can give you my thoughts on the subject.
You can't answer the question.
I think it's fine. It's fine.
I mean, it's obviously head.
I'm thinking the same thing.
You don't want to fuck a cat body.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck a cat either.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, it's not just that, though. I'm thinking about it from her perspective. Like, does she want to have, like, a human head on top of Garfield's body walking around? Like, she could just wear, like, a veil or something, or, like, a, you know?
Just be a cat lady.
I'm imagining Mike with his turban and Maria with her veil.
I've got a turban, she's got a veil, you know? We look like... We look like normal people, except we're not. I have a dick on my forehead, and she's got Garfield's face. And
somebody wants to.
And I'm. Can that please be the last question?
No, there's one more. Okay. There's one more question, gents.
Bring it on.
Would you rather have a good hand job from your grandmother or a bad hand job from your grandmother?
wait a minute. Repeat that, please.
It's so easy. This question's easy.
But you complete it, it's complete either way, right? You're going to come?
Why is every question about coming, Sean? Jesus Christ.
Somebody like, wants.
The only thing that matters, guys, is that you come.
No, I mean, I have to know if I have to finish. Like, if it's a bad hand job after like 30 seconds, if I can be like, it's okay, Grandma, let's get you to bed.
Or I feel if, like a bad hand job would have to be longer because it'd have to be slightly torturous.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to go with the good one.
God damn it. No. I still go with the bad one, and it's so that I never have to think about it again. You know, like...
Oh, you think you wouldn't think about a really bad hand job from your grandmother?
I think you'd be much more disturbed about a really good hand job from your grandmother.
Yeah.
Because you'd be like, wow, I mean, she's got... You'd compare everything to it. You'd be like, oh, man, if only it was like my grandmother's hand job.
I know I would be more disturbed by a good one because both of my grandmothers are dead. Mm.
Yet another question that you cheated on.
I just feel like if you have to get a hand job from your grandmother, it may as well be a good one.
I would much rather be horribly disappointed by the hand job that I had to get from my grandmother because
you're just like, Grandma, no, come on, what are you doing?
You're old and you
That's
suck at hand jobs.
That's not how you do it.
That was horrible. You're such a fucking asshole.
I am, but I'll give myself a point for putting you guys through that. Next up, we're going to Sean.
Ooh. I have a game for you two gentlemen.
Yes.
Hot damn.
Yeah, it's a win-win kind of game.
Oh, I love
Pretty excited
win,
about it.
Win-winning.
Yeah.
Everybody wins.
That's right.
Yes.
Mike, what is this win-win game brought to us by?
Whoa. Hey, compadres. Like, cowabunga, surf's up, dudes. I'm a real person. Bloody brilliant, right? I bet you couldn't even tell that I'm actually English. The beauty of I'm a real person dialect classes. You want to sound like an American? Easy peasy. Wow, yeah, totally awesome. Awesome to the max. Sound totally believable as a real bloke or bird. Like a different bloke who's real. Look, I know you're real. That's not the point. The point is, I can make you sound different. Check us out today. Yeehaw. Whoa. Hot diggity dog, pal. Back to you.
Wow. Oh man, I love that service. That's a great program.
Yeah, if you want a really good American accent,
that's how I got mine.
All right, guys. So I have a game. I was inspired a few episodes ago. There was a Star Wars trivia, so I figured I'd return the favor and give you guys some Star Trek trivia.
Oh yes,
yeah.
So I've got a series of questions here. I am going to need both of you to visit our friends at buzzin.live. So some questions. They are going to get progressively harder,
as they should.
So here we go. I'm going to keep score. The winner is going to get a negative point, and of course bragging rights. And the loser is going to get something, too. Like I said, it's a win-win kind of game.
Oh, great.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, it's Joe and I that have both points right now. So this is pretty crucial.
This is pretty much going to decide the episode, most likely.
That's right. All right, so here we go. So your first question, and you can buzz in whenever you want to, even if I haven't finished the question. Apologies if I mispronounce any of these terms. Ferengi culture uses this valuable liquid as its means of currency. Ooh, we've got Captain Joe.
That would be latinum, gold-pressed latinum.
That is correct, Joe. You get the point. Moving on. To call someone on a 24th century communicator, are you flipping a lid open, slapping the logo on your left breast? That would be Mike.
You are, in fact, slapping the logo on your left breast.
That's correct. We have a score of 1-1. We're off to a good start here.
The tough part of that one was the century.
Next question. What substance is used to channel the energies produced by matter, antimatter? This time we've got Captain Joe.
You broke up on that one, actually. I couldn't hear the question.
Dilithium. Dilithium crystals.
Dilithium is correct.
Yeah, totally lost you.
Well, blame Skype.
I do.
Joe's up 2-1. That's okay. Perhaps Mike can catch up on this question. How many lights are there?
There are 4 lights.
Mike, you might get the point.
There are actually 5 lights, by the way.
well, wait a minute. But there are 4 lights.
But the answer to the question is there are 4 lights.
Yes, that's correct. All right, so we're tied now, 2-2. Next question. What is the name of Data's pet cat? Captain Joe.
Spot.
That is correct. Joe, why is he called Spot? Do you know?
Actually, no.
I don't either. Mike, do you know?
Yeah, well, I don't, but I would guess that it's because it's kind of a common name for cats and...
Well, that didn't branch off into an interesting topic of conversation.
Well, no, when you're talking about Data, he literally looks at Data and says,
it was probably Spot. On a list of pets, the most common name for pets.
All right, next question. What is the nickname of Reginald Barclay? Captain Joe was first on that one.
Are you kidding me? You buzzed him before I did.
He did.
He didn't even finish the question when I buzzed in.
Broccoli.
Broccoli is correct. Joe gets the point. And Joe is currently winning 4-2.
That's okay. I'm just going to have to buzz in a lot faster, I guess.
Next question. Lursa and Beator were members of what Klingon house? I told you these would get harder.
Yeah, no. That's tough. Those are the sisters, right?
Yeah. I honestly don't remember their fucking house, though.
Wait, I think I've got it.
Mike?
I think it's Duras.
That's House correct. Duras. That's
oh,
correct.
Oh, was it really? Damn it.
It's Duras.
I remember now, they had some shenanigans with,
Good explanation, Mike.
They had some shenanigans, yep. That was my explanation. I just remember Duras, they were the traitor douchebags, so that just kind of came to mind.
Next question. What was the name of the first ship Picard was assigned to? Captain Joe was first on that one.
Are you fucking kidding me?
The Stargazer?
That's incorrect. Mike, you have a chance.
I was going to say Stargazer, so we're tied. He was the captain of the Stargazer. He probably was assigned to a different ship well before that.
The answer is the USS Reliant.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Yeah, he wasn't like the first captain of the Stargazer though. He took the captaincy when the captain died.
All right, so it still could have been.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was.
All right, next question, gentlemen, you ready? Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra. Captain Joe got in first.
Oh my God.
Joe, Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra.
I have to say, okay, so with that statement, there can be no correct answer to this.
Well, there's only one correct answer, and Joe has not answered yet. I'm almost going to take away the point here. Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra.
I have an idea.
Darmok and Jalad on the ocean?
I'm sorry, that's not correct. It's not what I was looking for. Mike, do you have a guess?
Let me
repeat. Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra.
I was going to say, fuck. Okay.
Would it help? Would it help if I, does the inflection matter on my end?
No, because there, it's not.
It is a question. Darmok and Jalad at Tanagra?
Can I buzz in again?
Sure, you can guess after Mike guesses.
Okay.
No, I can't think of a follow-up to that because it's just a statement.
All right, Joe.
Shaka, when the walls fell.
That's correct.
Oh, yeah.
He was doing the scene on the bridge.
All right. Yeah, see, that's tricky.
That is tricky. Well, this next one is worth 2 points. And the current score is Joe 5, Mike 3.
Oh.
So this could even the score. It's difficult, though. What 4 ships was Riker offered to command while he was aboard the Enterprise?
Oh my God. You want to name all four ships?
Sure do. You guys are nerds. Come on.
Oh my God.
I told you it'd get harder.
Hard pass.
Oh my God.
All right, how about whoever can name the most will get the 2 points. You can just shout out whenever you know him.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, if anyone can guess one, why don't you just tell me the name of the movie you'd like to see?
Hey, the ones that he turned down, right?
Apparently.
It was four?
There were four ships that Riker was offered command of while he was aboard the Enterprise.
Was one of them the Yamamoto?
No.
The Reliant?
No.
Actually, not the Reliant. Titan?
Titan is one of them, yes.
Oh.
Well done, Mike.
I don't even remember that
ship. I thought he took that one.
Well, you know, the question is just that he was offered to command, so he may have taken it.
Oh, he was offered that. Yeah, okay. I thought he turned it down. Okay.
I'm sorry. No, the question is not turned down. It's just offered command up.
Yeah, I must have misunderstood that.
So there are three more. If Mike, if you can get one more, I'll give you the 2 points. Otherwise, I'll just give you 1 point.
Okay.
And Joe, yeah, sure. Joe, you of course can guess too.
One more of the three?
Yeah, if you can guess one more of the three, you get 2 points.
No, I don't think I can do that.
Definitely not.
No.
All right, so the other three ships, we have the USS Drake.
Mm.
We have the Ares.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
And we have the Melbourne.
The Melbourne.
Melbourne. All right, well, I'm going to give Mike 1 point.
Well, then I lose.
Well, no, hang on. We're Joe 5, Mike 4, and we have one question left.
Okay.
This question is worth 2 points.
All right. Making the rest of the game pointless.
This is the last question, folks. How many years did Picard command the Stargazer?
7 years.
I'm sorry, that's not correct. In fact, it's way off.
I had no idea, so I just picked a number.
Captain Joe.
3?
No, and you're even further way off.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah, the answer is 22 years.
Jesus Christ.
So what? He was like 26 years old when he took command of the Stargazer?
Apparently.
I didn't know that.
He was in Jesus command of the Christ. Stargazer for 22 years.
Okay.
All right. So, final scores. Joe, you are the winner with 5 points.
Sweet.
Congratulations.
So, wait, we both get it wrong and we don't get one more question?
No, because Joe's the winner. That's all the questions all right. I had.
Game's over. I'm the winner.
Mike, you were one short. You had 4.
Okay. But I would have gotten the dilithium answer. I would have.
I said that this is a win-win type of game. So, Joe, you get the negative point, but Mike, you get to participate in something else.
Anal sex.
Mike gets to be the captain of his own ship.
I do?
Yeah.
Wow, that's really
pretty
generous
awesome.
Of you. That's all I've ever wanted, really. What do I do now?
Well, I'm going to tell you. You've just received a distress signal stating that the civilian freighter Kobayashi Maru has struck a gravatic mine in the Klingon neutral zone and is rapidly losing power, hull integrity, and life support. Sensor readings are indeterminate, and there's no way to verify the distress signal. There are no other vessels nearby.
You're such an asshole. Are you kidding me?
You've got to quickly make a decision. What are your orders?
Hack the simulation.
Hack it.
Nope, you cannot cheat.
There's actually no. Oh, I can't, really?
Nope, you cannot.
Because that's exactly what Kirk did.
You're not Kirk. Do you ignore the distress call?
Oh my God.
Yes or no?
I ignore the distress call.
Okay. All right. Your crew turns mutinous due to your disgusting lack of morals. Uh-huh. You fail. The end.
The problem is that I know that...
Sorry, Mike.
I know that the alternative is like the death of my entire crew, so...
Oh, you think so? You think
if
so?
If I didn't know that in advance...
For any listeners not familiar with Star Trek, The Kobayashi Maru is a simulation they run at the academy. It's a no-win scenario.
Yeah,
no
it's
matter
a lose,
what you do,
lose
you're
fucked.
Joe, would you ignore the distress call?
No, I just go out in a blaze of glory.
Do you enter the Klingon neutral zone to rescue the ship?
You're damn right I do.
Red alert, a Klingon ship emerges from deep space. What do?
Shields up, charge weapons. Fire when ready.
Choose your weapon. Are you firing phasers or photon torpedoes?
Photon torpedoes.
You handily defeat the Klingons and are able to beam the survivors of the Kobayashi Maru aboard, only to be beamed to Apollo's planet to worship him. You fail.
What?
You heard me.
I remember that episode.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, congratulations, Joe. Mike, I'm sorry. You failed twice.
Yeah, well, you can't possibly win the latter, so...
I mean, well, I destroyed the Klingons, can't. Which isn't supposed to be possible in the Kobayashi Maru in the first place.
Well, I really did think we were going with the actual Kobayashi Maru situation.
You thought Sean was actually going to run somehow the Kobayashi Maru as like a LARP?
Like from my laptop?
Yeah, I did.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not that skilled.
That would have been pretty cool, though.
Or motivated.
And that's our episode.
Yeah!
And with that, I'm Joe Moracle.
I'm Sean Keller.
And I'm Mike Pareto.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. A Little Nonsense is copyright 2019 by its hosts. All ads are meant to be humorously fake. Any resemblance to a company, person, or other entity, real or imagined by someone else, is either entirely coincidental or purposeful parody. If you have a question, comment, or discussion topic, you can email us through the mail hole. That's mailhole@littlenonsense.com. You can find more episodes and anything else related to the show at littlenonsense.com. And now that the end of show business is concluded, I'll kindly ask, Sean, would you please take us out?
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men. A little whimsy here and there is often very necessary. Mingle a little folly with your wisdom and you could be jolly. A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest men.